You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This episode is brought to you, as always, by listeners just like you. Thank you so much, Anna O, Roger A, Alex B, Samurai Flea, Jason A, Nate Dog, Alex B, James W, Trey H, Forrest B, and Chris B for supporting the show over at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. And by GameFlip Gigs. You've got the skills, now get the cash. Sign up to be a seller during their beta and you can get up to a $1,000 bonus. Go to gameflip.com/gigs for more information. Hello and welcome to episode 149 of the Happy Hearthstone, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cards. I'm your host, Andrew Brown, and this week I am feeling quite full because I have had my second serving of leftovers from the grandest Thanksgiving meal of all time, which is, it just gets topped every single year, right? But I'm thankful that I get to sort of release my tryptophan blues with my good friend Apex Predator. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Just thankful to have you joining me on this cool little weekend here. Dude, it's been a while since you and I hung out. We actually met up at DreamHack Denver last year and had ourselves a grand old time. And now you're fresh off the heels of another little DreamHack outing, right?
Yeah, well, I was able to go to DreamHack. Sadly, I could not compete this time.
Why was that?
So I got a new job, so I'm really happy about that. I'm working with Coca-Cola.
That's good.
So that's awesome.
Nice.
Problem is, nice. It's free Coke whenever you want, so that's kind of an issue.
Not good for the health, at least, I bet.
No, but I found out now I really love Coke Zero, so that's not too bad.
There you go. It's a little bit not as bad for you.
Yeah, so this weekend, new job, couldn't really take the Friday off. For DreamHack.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And Blizzard, in their infinite wisdom, decided to have the HCT Challenger Finals the same weekend, which I had qualified for.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, if I had top four of that, I would have been in the winter playoffs.
Jeez, and where did you land on that?
I went 1-2 and dropped.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
it was pretty rough competition, I can imagine.
Yeah, I really misguessed the meta that tournament. So the prior tournament, I had to qualify a prior tournament, so I decided to go with anti-Druid lineup. Anti-Hunter lineup.
Okay.
And I went 12-0 in that tournament, so I was like, oh.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Which was funny, the only match I almost lost was to a Mech Hunter.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, alright, I'm going to use the same strategy. Except, I didn't run into a single Hunter. And everyone was like anti-aggro, which I had a mostly aggro lineup. So I was like, yeah, that didn't fare too well.
Zero hunters. That's kind of crazy for me to think, because I was looking through all the lineups for DreamHack Atlanta and stuff, and seemed like Hunter was everywhere, just like it's everywhere on the ladder as well right now.
Yeah, so I thought I had a good strategy, but it was also a best of three, so it was a little different. But
was it Conquest also, or...?
Yeah, it was Conquest.
Okay, gotcha. So how did you qualify for those? Was that through online cups or something different?
All right, so this is a good talking point. So
yeah.
if you have an established fireside, Blizzard will do...
Wow, okay. So that Tavern Hero qualifier that you qualified in, was that the one that you went 12-0 in? That you mentioned? Okay. And the meta just changed, or the tournament meta just changed on you drastically after that. But that's still, that is pretty crazy,
oh, yeah.
Man. You got to be proud of that, being able
to
qualify.
I was so happy. It was the first time I could go to the Tavern Hero qualifier. So I could, this could have been my third qualification. So on the first time I was going to qualify, it was on my birthday. So I had planned a birthday party at a local, at Battle and Brew, this local gaming bar.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And the tournament was running late, so I had to, like, drop. It's like, no! So I was in the loser's finals, and I had to drop. It's like, I gotta go to my party.
Sorry about you.
Yeah, and then the second time, they had the Challengers final the day I was leaving the country for vacation.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, no! And I looked at Europe was the prior week. It's like, why could I be in Europe?
The timing of that could not be any worse, literally.
Yep.
Nice. Well, Apex, we got to know your competitive side right off the bat, but I want to cycle back a little bit and ask more about you as a gamer and as a Hearthstone player. So how did you get into gaming in the first place, and what did your foray into the CCG world look like?
All right. So I started with the Genesis. Man, I just love that system. Playing Sonic the Hedgehog. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So from Genesis, I went to N64, which loved that system. And I think I went to PlayStation 2 after that. And then I got into PC gaming playing with EverQuest.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was huge into EverQuest. I played that for years and years. And
I know we got some EverQuest fans listening, so they're going, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody love those Null Trains back in... Oh, I can't remember the name of the dungeon anymore. But
I didn't play it, so I can't help you, but so, I trust you.
Actually, that's one where my best gaming achievements was. So in EverQuest, they had this area called Arena, which was just in the middle of nowhere. It was a big, huge, like, arena. And they said, all right, we're going to have... Just randomly, the GMs just said, all right, we're going to have a tournament. Like, all you could use, you can't use anything more than basic weapons, and your character can't be leveled in higher level 2. So it's like, oh.
Oh, wow.
So everyone, like, re-rolled, made new characters, level 2. It's like, all right, just... Got to the arena, and it's like, all right, we're having a battle royale. Have fun. So it was like, oh, crap. So I'm, like, in the middle. It's like, all right, first thing I'm going to do is, like, run out. Run out of the rumble. And then I had like these two people saw that I was doing that, and they started chasing me. He's like, ah!
Oh no.
And then they looked at each other, wait a minute, and they started beating on each other. So I just started to use like guerrilla warfare. So I would go hit person. I think I had like a minor heal and a little damage spell. I was playing a shaman. So it was like boom, boom. And then it went down to like three players. It's like it was me and two other players. And then we just like duked it out. At the end of the map, so then it came to 1-on-1. Both of us were out of mana, so we just literally was just auto-attacking. He's like, who's going to die first? And then I won!
Wow. So that created the itch that has never been completely gone since then.
Oh, yeah. Which thing?
Okay.
Which got me into StarCraft, which I loved. And then I saw some streamers playing League of Legends. And it was like, it's like, what's this cartoon game? This kind of sucks. And then I... Same way I got into Hearthstone, is I saw a streamer streaming Hearthstone.
Wow.
And I've been playing ever since.
Do you remember who it was that you saw streaming Hearthstone? Can I put you on the spot?
I have no idea.
Okay. Sometimes I'm interested because, just especially at the very beginning when people were just trying to figure it out, it was people from other games who were kind of testing out this new Hearthstone thing, or some streamers really developed their entire platform based off the game, so it's kind of interesting to see that. So you've been playing pretty much since the beginning? You weren't in beta, were you?
Open beta.
Oh, you were in open beta. There you go. Okay, so that's good. What has been your favorite set of cards since the very beginning? We'll start with that.
Set of cards? I don't know, but I would say probably like one of my favorite decks is probably Tempo Mage with Flame Wakers.
Okay.
Because it's just like pew pew pew.
Doing all that damage is pretty satisfying, I gotta say. Do you play that in Wild anymore now?
A little bit. But one of my favorite decks is because of my favorite card, which is Ronin.
Oh, Ronin, yeah. When Ronin dies, he equips you very steadily to do just about anything that you want to at that point. Jeez, that's awesome. So been playing since the beginning. Love you some Tempo Mage. What have you been playing lately in this meta?
This meta, I've just been playing a lot of little different things. Shudderwalk. Shaman's probably my baby. I just love Shaman. And play a little bit of Recruit Warrior.
Oh, nice. I haven't actually tried that out much. I know there was an even recruit warrior a while back, and I always meant to give that one a swing, and I never did.
Oh, yeah. That's the one made from John Bray. Like, he always plays some interesting decks. And
okay.
That was really fun. So this one's more like... this was from Fibonacci? Is that the warrior guy?
He's pretty steady as a warrior player, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm using a version of his from the prior meta. The Boomsday. Just throwing a few Boomsday cards. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty solid. Like, I've gone on streaks a few times during the ranks just with that deck.
Nice.
Interesting.
Nice. That's good times. Well, cool, man. Well, I'm really excited to have you on the show. I know we've got a lot of exciting times coming up because we are just a couple weeks away now from, I almost said the Boomsday Project, but that's way past us at this point, from Rostacon's Rumble finally revealing here. So as we jump into things today, I want to ask you, of course, before we actually get into too much of it, why you're happy. So tell us what's got you smiling today, Apex.
Atlanta United is in the conference finals for the MLS, so we're playing New York Red Bulls tomorrow. I'm going to the game, and we're going to get super hype.
Oh, man. So is this just a one game? You got to speak for me and the other illiterate soccer players, but is it a one and done, or is it a series? How does it work?
All right, so we're facing New York Red Bulls. So they were the best team in the league, which they beat us on the final day of the season for most points, so we were kind of salty again about that. But this is the rematch, so now we get to rematch in the actual playoffs. So it's over two games, and whoever scores the most goals advances to the MLS Cup final. And whoever advances to the final will have home advantage. So if we win, we're playing right here in Atlanta.
Oh, that's a big deal then. And this game is in Atlanta also, I assume.
Yes. And then So, can't wait.
Man, you got a lot of reasons to be hyped for that game. I will expect your vocal cords to not be working at all the next day.
Oh, no.
Never, right? Well, I'm really happy today because, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we've just gotten through Thanksgiving here in the States, and that means way too much good food. I am a fan every year of green bean casserole more than just about anything. So as long as I get some of that, I'm a very happy boy. And then one of my favorite things to do the day after, I learned this from my parents growing up, is to make a leftover sandwich, which essentially is two slices of bread. You spread mayonnaise on both of them, and then you stuff it with everything from the table before. And it's just an excuse to eat it all at once, and it's fantastic. So I'm very happy today and yesterday because of that. So that's been nice, and time off has been nice, man. I just haven't had a few days off in a while, and so even just having two in a row. I turned to my wife on Thursday night and I said, I'm so glad I've got tomorrow off, because it feels like tomorrow should be Saturday and then it feels like the weekend's already over. So it's just nice to get even a little bit of a break from the insanity with that. But I've also got another couple of things to tell you all about that I'm really excited and happy about, but you should also be very happy about. I'm thrilled that this past week on Thanksgiving, we just released and announced that the Happy Hearthstone has got a holiday giveaway that is going on right now through Christmas Eve. So what this is a giveaway that we've partnered with Esportsium and Cougar, which makes some great gaming accessories. And we're giving away four gaming mice from Cougar, which I actually use a Cougar mouse and I absolutely love it. I picked it up because they were at DreamHack Denver last year. And that thing is just... The response rate is great. I'm a big fan. It fits my big, you know, baseball glove mitt hands. So it's nice for me. So we're giving away some of those. We're giving away some BattleNet credits so that you can pick up some Rostacon Rumble packs if you'd like, or something else, but I've got a feeling you're going to want some Rosticon Rumble packs. And then we also, my friends at Esportium and I have collaborated on a super secret Hearthstone themed t-shirt. We're not ready to unveil it yet, but it's going to be pretty amazing. So we'll have that ready sometime this month. But I know you're kind of like saying, hey, that all sounds good, but how do I get in? It's really, really easy. Just go to thehappyhearthstone.com/holiday. And you have several ways to enter through there. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these kinds of contests where, you know, you follow on Twitter, you enter into the newsletter, you visit this website, and you can stack up entries for the contest. So definitely go check it out today. Thehappyhearthstone.com/holiday doesn't cost you anything. It's completely free and open for everyone to check out. And there will be, I think it's 7 winners of those gaming mice. Is it technically... It might be mouses, actually, since, Mices? Like, it's a device. Mices. That must be it. and the BattleNet credits and the t-shirt. So go check it out, thehappyhearthstone.com/holiday. And I want to remind any of you that are in the Colorado Springs or Colorado area that Saucy Mailman and I are hosting our Rosticon's Rumble pre-release event this Saturday. That's December 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. at the coffee shop Hearthstone Natives. So go check it out. I've got a link at the show notes at thehappyhearthstone.com where you can find the Facebook event and the official Fireside Gathering event. I'm really excited to be hosting that with him. Hyped to open up some packs with all of you and get to play with all these cards. Speaking of which, Apex, there's so many cards. Like, so many cards, right? We were talking right before we started recording, and there were several you were seeing for the very first time.
Yeah, some of these are just like, what is this?
You're right. It's pretty tough to stay in the loop. I kind of have to stay on top of all of them because Steve and I are assembling all of our show notes for next week's review episode. Should be ready a week from today as this is dropping on release date for the expansion. So... really excited about that, and though we are holding off all of our predictions and stuff for that episode, we can't go without talking about a couple of these cards at least. So Apex Predator and I both chose a card to talk about, and these are pretty crazy legendary cards too. So you want to kick us off with the one that you wanted to talk about here?
Certainly. So I wanted to talk about High Priest Thekal? Is that how you say it?
Thekal? Thekal. I have no clue. There's many ways you can say it.
All right, so this card is quite interesting. So it's a 3-mana, 3/4, Battlecry. Convert all but one of your hero's health into armor. So you're probably saying, why does that even matter? So there's
turns out it matters a lot.
Oh, yeah. So I have a good friend, Boots, that's been trying forever to make a Heliodin deck. So Paladin has quite a few cards that's like heal and then this effect happens. But one of the biggest issues in the deck is they'll be at full health. So now you have, but with this card, you can heal as much as you want. This also lets you get your health to like warrior levels.
Right, right. That was my first thought with it, is that it effectively turns any heal that you have into armor, kind of. Just allowing you to go above and beyond 30 health. So this is the legendary champion minion for Paladin. So it's worth noting that you can only have one of these in your deck. Getting it on turn 3 is kind of... I'm worried that you're not going to be able to get that every time as much as you want. The deck seems crazy to me when you're able to get that, but... for it to be completely, well, I don't know if it's completely dependent. There's just nothing that has an effect like this on your health, right?
Crystalliner.
Oh, Crystalliner.
Yeah, you combine it with Crystalliner. It makes that Heliodin deck a little more
then consistent. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Well, if you got those on 1 and 2, and then this on 3, I mean, even if you don't get those, at least you've got a little bit of extra buff for your healings and stuff. Deck should be pretty cool, man. Are spellstones making a comeback? Or I guess they never were a thing, so.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the spellstone. Yeah, that would actually synergize really well with this, too.
You heal up to a certain, and it's like a 2/2 with taunt, a 4/4 with taunt, or a 6/6 with taunt, I think.
And they cost 2 mana. Yeah, 2 mana. And I think you only need to heal for 2 or something. Really cheap as well. So that's really good. And you could also play Blackguard, which whenever, so it's a 6 mana 3/9 that probably everyone forgot about. That
rightfully so.
Which says whenever your hero is healed, you'll deal that much damage to an enemy minion. So good board clear. So I think the deck has some potential.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. And then we saw the there was a 4 mana 4/4 that if you heal, if you've healed up 10 or something, then it gets +4/+4 and taunt. Yeah. So
Zaldar Templar. It's a 4 mana 4/4.
It just seems like a lot of these cards can really combine to create something that's pretty insane, pretty fast. So, and we're all fans of new archetypes for Paladin because we've seen a bit too much of a certain. Well, they're either Otto or either. So yeah, and Murgles. I almost forgot about them, but I appreciate that. That should be a cool card, though. I'm excited to see that. And the card I wanted to talk about is sort of a new archetype creating card as well. This is the Loa for the Warriors. I Warrior has always been my backup, like just my favorite class in general. It was one of the first classes I got to Golden, and I just haven't I haven't had as much fun lately with like the odd Warriors and stuff like that. I know some of you like it. It's okay, and I've played it. But I'm really excited for like a new way to play Warrior with this. So Akali the Rhino is an 8 mana 5/5 legendary warrior beast. It has rush and it has an effect overkill. Draw a rush minion and give it +5/+5. So the real question becomes, is there any way to get infinite Akali effects? Because Baleful Banker is 2 mana. And I'm just saying, you throw this guy down, Baleful Banker it back into your deck, hit into something with 4 or less health, and then you draw your second Akali. That's a 10-10 with rush for 8. I'm probably living in dreamland with that, but I like the idea at least.
So with this card, you get +5/+5 every time it kills something?
Yep. You get the overkill effects trigger every time you overkill. So it's not just a one and done thing. Each time you would draw a new rush minion from your deck, if you have one, and then give it +5/+5.
All right. So how can we give this Wind Fury? Tell me.
Oh, I don't know that that exists in Warrior.
No, but there's some, really, there's got to be some way to get Wind Fury in Warrior, right?
Corpse Taker can't get rush. I mean, you could do Enhancer Meccano in Wild, but that's all I can think of.
Enhancer? Okay. That
would
be sick.
I don't know, because, yeah, Wind Fury would be absolutely crazy if you could do it a couple times. I mean, he's probably going to die if he's jammed into two minions like that.
No, if you're playing against Dude Paladin, you have, 15...
Oh, gosh.
15, 13?
Or Token Druid. I mean, if you've got Spreading Plague, like, this is your new best friend, right?
Yeah.
I guess you don't get the overkill effect, but at least you get to kill stuff. I don't know. I'm really excited about just this effect, and we've seen the Champion and the Loa for Warrior, but we haven't seen the Spirit quite yet, so I'm sure that's coming soon, but I'm pretty excited to try some new... Oh, yeah, and I thought of Sudden Genesis also with this card. Ooh. All of a sudden. So I think there are quite a few ways that you could get some interesting... You can't play Sudden Genesis on the same turn, obviously, but if you can get it to survive for a turn, then that's pretty dang good. And who knows? Rampage is 2 mana, so if you rush this into something and then buff it up +3/+3, next turn, summon a copy of it, I'm okay with that.
I think Rampage might be a little overkill on that.
I just want Rampage to be a card. I don't know. It probably won't be, but I'll try to make it work.
Yeah, I'm work on that Enrage deck.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm just so excited. I've been feeling with the insane amount of reveals that we've seen this past week, that these cards have the potential to really shake things up. I was really a firm believer that we weren't going to see a massive change in the meta until the next rotation set. But because we've seen so many different kinds of cards and cards that seem very powerful, I'm pretty encouraged that once this set hits next week, it could be this could be a whole new game pretty fast. I mentioned it right before we were recording, but I really think that though the community was pretty disgruntled as a whole for a while there, I think that all the developers for Hearthstone were just kind of sitting in the shadows and just saying, just wait, we have got the most insane set ready to hit the free world that you have ever seen. So I'm really hyped about this. I hope that you are too. Be sure that you tune in because the final card reveal stream is coming Wednesday, November 28th. So that's actually tomorrow as this episode is hitting. So don't miss that. 10 a.m. Pacific. It's going to be Brian Kibler and Dean Ayala, otherwise known as Ixar. So that should be a fun combo. And we'll see the rest of the cards. They'll probably do the massive, the dump of cards at the very end that haven't been revealed as well. So, and then from there, Steve and I will take everything. We will congest it as best we can into our review for the week after. So lots of really fun, exciting stuff coming, and I hope that all of you are excited. Well, cool. Well, let's take a sponsor break. I want to thank GameFlip Gigs again for sponsoring this episode of the Happy Hearthstone. You may remember from last week, GameFlip Gigs is this new hub for gamers to offer their services to each other. And so if you've been thinking over the past week, well, I'm just not sure what I would teach or how I would entertain or something like that, I want to encourage you to go to the website gameflip.com/gigs and check out what they have to offer there. You lose nothing by signing up for it. And as I mentioned last week, if you figure out something where it's like, these are the things that I do really well and I could really help other people out in, whether that's coaching, creating, entertaining, or carrying, that's the other one. I had to make sure I had it on the tip of my tongue. You can earn up to $1,000 bonus for joining them during this beta. There are other services out there where you could coach people, but sometimes it can get a little bit crowded and difficult to break out. Signing up at the beginning of a platform is always the best way to make sure that you can really establish yourself. So don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of this. I signed up and I'm really excited to join them on that. Go check it out again, gameflip.com/gigs to check it out, sign up, and become a creator over there. And I'll include the link to that, of course, in the show notes over at thehappyhearthstone.com, so you can check it out. And be sure to tell them you found them from a podcast too, because it's only fair. I mean, you did hear about it here. So thanks again, GameFlip Gigs, for sponsoring this episode of The Happy Hearthstone. All right, Apex, you got a really good topic for us here today, man. So I'm going to let you take us into this because I'm really excited for this.
All right, so I heard this topic quite a few times, and I was trying to think of something for Andrew. So I thought this would be a pretty good topic. It's about making friends in Hearthstone. So probably the most easiest way, I was talking to one of my real-life friends, and he's like, hey, I just cannot make friends in Hearthstone. It's like, every single game, I do a friend request, which I'm sure anyone that's played this game for a little bit knows. Probably not the best way to make friends in this game. So, have you had any good stories with just a random friend request, Andrew?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. You know, because whenever you get the friend request, for me, I am always very torn. Like, this could go one of two ways. This is either somebody who, you know, was impressed or liked the deck or something like that, or just wanted to say good game. Or it can be somebody raging off the face of the earth and saying things about my mother that they wouldn't actually say were we in person, So sure. I'm always really torn. I usually go ahead and just try, and if they had an unsavory thing to say, I'll delete them quickly. But I'm trying to think of like a good story of something that happened recently. I can't think of one in particular, though. I feel like it's always a flip of the coin, though, for me whenever I'm met with something like that.
Yeah, I would concur. I think majority of them are probably bad. But I think I've only had like one or two that's like been really good. Most of the time, the good one's like, hey, let me get that deck. Because I like to play odd stuff. But I remember I had this really close Paladin game with this guy. And after the match, we sent red requests, and we probably talked for like a few months after that until he quit Hearthstone.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, So sometimes you will find a good friend request, but you have to dig through a lot before you find a good one.
Yeah, it takes some time to get there, and it takes a lot of patience, too. Sometimes when you're in the heat of the battle, especially, like, if somebody beats you, like, right at the end, those ones I'm not as likely to take, just because I don't want to, if I'm already, you know, bad-mouthing myself, I don't need somebody else joining in that fun, you know?
Oh, no, I accept them immediately and take a screenshot, because they just make me crack up.
That works too, if you can keep a level head about it. But I do agree with you. Like, friend request seems to be like the simple way to reach out to kind of build up your friends list and stuff. But at best, you don't know what you're getting, and at worst, it's just a steady stream of salt, unfortunately.
Yeah. So friend request, probably the worst way to make a friend in Hearthstone. Very low success rate. So the next thing I would say, which you think would have a high success rate, is your real life friends. It's like, hey, I'm playing this game, but I've had a pretty low conversion rate of people that actually will play the game with me. What about you?
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the people, like, in real life that I've talked to, because most of my friends just aren't really into card games in general. I've got a few gaming friends, so, you know, it'll come up that, yeah, I mostly play Blizzard games, and it's like, oh, what do you play? Well, Hearthstone, you know, is typically the one, and most people have heard of it, but they really just don't have any interest in it. And I'll typically tell them, hey, it's free to try out, you know, download it, see what you think. They'll either see that it's 500 gigs to download and they don't want to do that, which I understand, or they just don't really have any interest in kind of the genre. And, you know, I'll leave that alone typically. I do have a couple friends who when I moved back to Colorado Springs a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now. Wow. I told them about it and they really wanted to check it out. So they did. And they played pretty consistently for like 2 months. We would meet up every now and then and play, but they lost interest in it pretty quickly after that. So they were like really heavy into it for a very small amount of time, but then they had, anytime I'd bring it up, they're like, yeah, I don't want to play it anymore. Oh. Oh, okay, never mind. So I did invite them to the Fireside Gathering we're putting on, so I'm hoping maybe they'll come out and try it again. Hopefully it'll pique their interest a little bit, but we'll see. What about you? What's been your experience with real life friends with the game?
Yeah, about the same. It's like they've been interested, like, what, I've been playing since open beta, and how long is that now? Like 4 years? 5 years?
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 years. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so it took me that long to get my Magic friends to just start playing. So,
wow.
So it's like, I got one friend that's actually really into it. So I went over to his house and had to go, like, do some dust management. It's like, all right, this is crap. All right, here's an odd paladin deck.
You got something now to play.
Yeah, so, and then I got a few friends that play casually. A lot of them had the same experience as you, Andrew. Like, until recently, the barrier to entry for new players was pretty high. So I think that's one of the big things. Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about the new player experience, but it does seem a lot better now.
Yeah, I agree. I it's kind of unfortunate, honestly, that there's no way for the people who fell off the horse to get back in at the new player entry. Like, I don't think just anyone should be able to jump in, but maybe if Hearthstone has a way of seeing, like, you haven't played in 3 months or more, if you jump back in, they'll invite you. Hey, if you want to restart your whole game, you can. Maybe we'll let you keep your collection, but you can start at the rank 50 floor and work your way up. I think that'd be really encouraging for people who have been off to get back in again.
Yep, I agree. All right, so let's actually get into good ways to meet some friends for Hearthstone.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I would say, like, one of the best ways and how I've found a lot of people is, like, find your local Hearthstone group. There's a lot of them, and there's actually some national ones, too. One of the big ones that I'm in is The Inn, which is run by Robert, which he actually helped me get a ticket to DreamHack Denver last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got to meet him, too. He needed a ride to the train station, and I was in hope, so it was just perfect timing, so we got to hang out. He's a really cool dude. I love the group.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Facebook group, if we didn't say that. It's called The Inn.
Yep, The Inn. That's pretty good. Or finding the closest big town and just join the group, see what people. You'll see a lot of people from various levels in those groups. Like, a lot of new people's like, hey, I want to build this. And, hey, what do you think about this deck? And it's just a good way to start exchanging ideas. You can still be pretty anonymous. So how I originally got into, like, doing the Facebook groups is because of Barcrafts. You know about those?
Now, what is Barcraft? You got to tell us.
All right, so this was how originally these, like, firesides started up. So Barcraft started with Starcraft. And they would be at bars. Barcrafts.
Oh, there you go.
So there was this guy here in Atlanta, and he was real big into Starcraft. So he got the, like, he found a local venue that would actually, like, a dream, I think we came, it was for a dream hack, and he got the bar to show, put StarCraft on all the TVs. So we were all there just going, drinking beer, eating, and watching StarCraft. And it was hilarious. Like, you would see, like, some of the, like, the football people walk by, and they would just, like, look at the TVs and be completely confused.
Hmm. They would have no clue what's going on, yes, if they don't know what it is.
They just look at us like, this is a video game. What's going on? So after the Facebook groups, I would definitely get into, like, local firesides and events. Like, what Andrew is holding. That's a great way to meet people.
Hey! Mm-hmm. And I have been to a few of them in the past, and it's kind of hit or miss whether you'll find those people that you really stick with for a long time. I mean, if you go to an established fireside, there's a very good chance that you'll meet some people who kind of go there every month or every week or, you know, however often that they hold it. And you can find some hard and fast friends there. But if you're in a city like me where there hasn't, like, there have been many different people kind of trying to get these things going, but never at a really consistent rate. It's just sort of people pop and fizzle, and, you know, you kind of have to just roll with it, I guess. But hang in there. You know, if you want to find those people to connect with, I promise you, you will find them. It just might take a few times to really get into the swing of it. You may have to become an innkeeper yourself to really say, you know what, I'm going to commit every month to creating just a place for us to hang out. Restaurants and bars are very eager for ways to get people to come. So you should be able to find a place to host it pretty easily. But yeah, if you find those established ones, especially, you're going to find people that you can connect with, that you can play the game with, talk about decks and cards and ideas and all that kind of stuff, and really have a lot more fun with the game.
Oh yeah. And that's also how you get better. Like, just laddering. You're going to reach a plateau, which I kind of feel like I've reached. Like, I feel like the only way I actually learn now is watching a high-level streamer or co-laddering with someone to actually learn the deck better.
Right, right.
And so I would definitely go to look firesides, or if you have a big event like a Dream Hack, or what other big events are there for Hearthstone?
Well, BlizzCon was the major one, but DreamHack really is the one that's kind of spread out more across the country.
Okay, or HCT events. So I think those are, sure, spread around, yeah, too. So yeah, I would definitely look at doing that. Like, usually you'll go compete, and then there'll be a viewing area, and you could just talk to people about Hearthstone. Like, one of my favorite, mm-hmm, things when I was at the prior DreamHacks is Rage would just go, Rage the pro player, he would sit in the crowd and he would just, like, talk out loud through the moves, and I just learned so much. It's like, oh my god, I never even thought about this. Just crazy.
Oh, like, yeah, totally.
They're high level thinking, so
yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty fun just remembering that those people, you know, they're especially when they make themselves accessible like that, they don't have to, you know, but the Hearthstone community is one where really everyone has a seat at the table. And I appreciate it when people like Rage just kind of, you know, make that all the more true, you know, through simple things like that.
Oh yeah. And I don't think I've met a pro player that's mean at all. Like, all of them are really friendly and will talk to you, even at these big events, as long as it's not like during a game or they're practicing something, they're very happy to talk to fans and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think one of the other ways I really got into the Hearthstone community was Discords. Do you like the Happy Hearthstone Discord?
Hey, I like that little plug there. The happyhearthstone.com/discord, of course.
So yeah, I think this is like the main way I got into a community. I believe it was the Coin Concede Discord, where I just I started just talking a little bit, and I just met everyone there and became friends with everyone and play online and stuff. It's like I think my favorite ones for like really good in-game community would be the Happy Hearthstone, Coin Concede, and Balance Chosen. I would say are probably the best like bigger ones that you could find, like really good communities.
Yeah, it's just nice because there are conversations already happening there, you know, and it's tough to get something started on your own, but just joining where other people are having conversations is a great place to start if you're just looking to make a few friends and stuff, because you can see people talking through like the new cards during Rosticon's Rumble. You know, there's a channel for that, or like a battle tag exchange if you just want to, you know, buff up your friends list. I know we've had some people coming into the Happy Hearthstone Discord specifically for that lately, and all sorts of other stuff. But yeah, it's just a very low bar. Anybody can do it from exactly where you're at. Just, you know, download the Discord app on your phone, or go to I think it's discord.me online. I should probably check that real quick before I say stuff like that. discord.gg, which is discordapp.com.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Just search for Discord.
Google Discord.
That's probably the foolproof way to do it.
You got any other ideas on good ways to meet people?
You know, we covered a lot of them here. I think, you know, it's funny how we kind of worked through them. Was from like the thing that you would think of most immediately into the thing that's probably the most effective. And so looking back on them, it's like, hey, actually Discord is the simplest thing to do. You just kind of have to go out of your way to sort of get into those communities and stuff. They're basically like chat rooms that are always happening, where you can connect with, you know, people who are thinking about the same thing you are about Hearthstone. And it's organized in a way that you can find people who are even doing what you want to do there. I know Velen's Chosen is legendary for their This Time Legend chat channel, which was like a place just to connect and encourage one another as you're shooting for legend each month. So it's like little niche things within the niche there, where you'll find somebody else that is pushing for legend for the very first time. And it's like, you can encourage each other and craft a friendship that way very naturally, you know? So find those things, you know, fireside gatherings are also, they just happen so infrequently. They go into firesidegatherings.com and looking for one that's coming up. I mean, hopefully you've looked and found a Rosticon's Rumble pre-release event that's happening in your area, because I know everyone's probably chomping at the bit to open up those packs. I know I am. That's another great thing, where it's like, for our city, where there aren't a lot of fireside gatherings, having an event like this during this time is probably going to get a lot of attention. So even though there may only, like, I went to a fireside gathering once here where there were four people, and the other three people other than me were all related. So it's like, that was not a lot of traffic, you know?
Yeah.
But we still had a fun time for what it was. But for something like this, where there's an extra incentive to be there, and there's going to be a lot of people. I know right after Nemzi was released, the fireside gathering I went to, there were like 10 or 12 people that showed up. And it was at this Chinese restaurant. It was kind of weird because none of us knew who organized it, but we were able to get Nemzi, so none of us complained. it was kind of crazy. But I would just reemphasize those two things as probably the lowest hanging fruit. Discord you can do from wherever you're at. And fireside gathering, go look it up. If there's something happening in your area for the Rosticon's Rumble event this upcoming weekend, go to it. See what happens, connect with a few people, and see if you can, you know, keep that traffic coming over the next several months. But those are the big things. This game gets better with friends, because all of us have to deal with a lot of anxiety, with beating your head against a wall, not being able to make the right meta changes, and just being able to laugh about it and have fun and create ridiculous decks every now and then is just, That's the way to really come back and remember why you love the game. But you need a few people around you to do that. And it's probably easier than you think. Maybe just the direction you got from Apex Predator and myself might help you get there a little simpler.
Yeah, just don't be afraid to talk. Just like most of the Hearthstone people I've met are really friendly. It's like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, I go to Fireside. Some people bring the weirdest decks. Like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of cool. And then I'll give them like little points. Maybe you want to like change like this to make this mechanic work a little bit better. But just don't be afraid to just ask questions. Most people will just answer, and you can get some good feedback. And you might meet in person. You could link up on Facebook or Discord and just keep the conversation. And that's just a great way to meet more people and expand your community.
Yeah. You don't have anything to lose. Just show up. That's really what you have to do. You need to show up.
Like, I met Andrew, like, me and Andrew are here today because I met him at DreamHack.
Yeah. And I think we had connected on Discord before then. But I will say that the IRL events do connect you in a way that is irreplaceable, you know? Discord's a great place to kind of meet some people, and some of them you may never actually get to meet in real life, but being able to actually go to a Fireside gathering or a major tournament or something like that and connect with each other, compete against each other even. I know a lot of us were competing against each other at DreamHack Denver. Yep. It's just fun. There's an energy to it that I'm always going to hold on to and remember for sure. So
awesome.
That's good stuff, man. Well, thanks for helping us to connect with each other. Truly. I think we're all going to be better as a result of that. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our community section. No questions this week, but we did have an iTunes review. I mentioned last time that this thing was just kind of whittling through the, you know, the psychosphere of the internet or something like that. This is from Ye Old Mole, and the title is Happiness to My Ears, 5 stars. He says, a community-focused Hearthstone podcast for beginners and veterans alike. Andrew is a positive guy whose insightful takes on the game are always a joy to listen to. It's also great to hear from the diverse range of guests he gets to talk to on the show. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I love the uniqueness of this show and being able to have awesome people like Apex Predator. There are too many awesome people in our community to just keep it to one or two people. So I love getting to be able to have so many people on here. So thank you, Ye Old Mole, for reviewing the show. And don't forget, I'll be doing the raffle at the end of this month for an hour of coaching from anyone who leaves a review in the next week. And hint to you, you better do it sooner rather than later, because the days of the month are growing thin. So do it today or tomorrow if you were looking to. Or if you have left a review before, just shoot me an email at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com. And I'll be excited to get some Rastakhan's rumbling coaching going to one person's way at the end of all of this. So I'm really excited about that, but I'm even more excited because we've got a new card to talk about, Apex. And you are the one who has to help us be able to be ready. Because I'm not truly ready for the rumble unless there's some kind of anthem, right?
Oh, yeah.
To set the stage for the card itself. So so show us what you got, man. Bring us in.
All right. If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Totemic Smash, Totemic Smash, yeah. I'm heading down the Stranglethorn Highway looking for that Totem Getaway. Headed for the Totem Getaway, Totem Getaway. I got me a dire wolf. It's as big as a whale. And we're heading on down to the Totemic Smash. I got me a Zeppelin. It seats about 20. So hurry up and bring that jukebox money. The Totemic Smash is a little old place where we can get together. Totemic Smash, baby. Totemic Smash. Totemic Smash.
Dude, that was so epic. I I feel like we shouldn't be talking about a common card. This needs to be a little purple gem in the middle here, man. That was amazing.
This common is epic.
Well, tell us about Totemic Smash.
All right, so Totemic Smash is a card that just got revealed. It sounds pretty basic, but it's pretty awesome. So it's a 1-mana shaman spell. Deal 2 damage, overload, summon a basic totem. And it looks like...
Overkill. There's quite a difference there.
Yep. Overkill is not that important why this card is good, but it's got overkill. So
It's true.
So it's like, what? All right, so it's a Holy Smite. No, it's better than that. So back in...
Tell us what.
Back in the day, back in Classic, there was this deck called Zeus Shaman. Nowadays, it's probably known as Mali Shaman. But Zeus Shaman was actually his first original name. I think the player was Zeus that made the deck pretty popular. So with this card now, you can, with Malagos in hand, 2 Lightning Bolts, 2 Totemic Smashes, you could Eureka Mali, Lightning Bolt, Totemic Smash, Totemic Smash, for 30 damage exactly.
Yikes.
So it's back, baby. Totemic Smash.
So it has been interesting because at first when I saw it, I was like, well, you get a little bit extra basic totem, but what does that really do? And everybody immediately was down my throat saying, hey, Mali, don't forget about Mali. And I was like, well, yeah, whatever. Eureka. Oh, that's a card that we haven't thought about in a little bit. And people were trying to make Malagos Shaman work with Eureka. But now that they've got a few extra burn cards here, who knows? This could totally be a thing, especially when it's exactly 30. That's just dastardly, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this. Like, I tried Mali Shaman right now, and it felt like it was just missing a little something, and I think this could be it.
I mean, a bunch of... Like, in Wild, you've got Emperor Thorsan, who can take some ticks off of things like Lava Burst or something like that. So potentially you can have a handful of burn, but in Standard, it's like, well, they need to be really, really cheap in order for me to deal the damage that I need to, or in order to just have enough spells, I guess. So this is definitely the dastardly one. I feel like, I guess the question in my mind for a combo deck like that is then how do you get Malagos and these 4 spells into your hand? There isn't any way to tutor any of those out, are there?
No, but you could like just throw a bunch of draw spells. You got that Elemental Reaction, Farsight. You can play some Manatee Totems. So basically you're going to like have a deck of removal spells, Volcanoes, Thunderbolts, Lightning Storms.
Oh, and you've got that new 3-mana spell that you discover a spell and your next spell costs 3 less.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be very good in this deck. Because if you get Lava Burst, then that's free. Well, you have to play it the same turn, though, so that may not work. That's probably smart that they did it that way.
Oh, if you get that on Eureka, then you could play also Storm Surge?
Yes.
With that, and then you get 2 Malis out?
Oh, wow. Yep, that would work. That would
be interesting.
So there are a lot of implications just because of a little 1-mana deal 2 damage spell. So that should be pretty interesting. And of course, when you summon the Wrath of Air Totem from this, getting a little extra spell damage may not hurt anything either. Although if you're just going face, then it really doesn't matter.
No. Oh, you can get the totem after you kill them. So that would be nice.
Yeah, you know, like just a little extra, you know, I don't know, a memorial totem, I suppose, for your opponent.
It's like, oh, boom, BM totem.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm just excited about all the new archetypes, it seems like, that are going to be at least somewhat viable. We've got so many decks that people are playing nowadays, but that's just about to be doubled, at least, through this next expansion, I think. So it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, as we close up shop here today, just want to remind you, as always, that you are the happy Hearthstone. You know, as we're talking about making friends, about community, The truth is that community doesn't exist unless we all choose to participate in it. And just by listening to this show, just by showing up and being a part of the conversation that's happening here, you really are an integral part of what's happening. So I want to invite you just to kind of consider your next step. If you're newer to the show, maybe this is your very first time listening to the Happy Hearthstone, I want to encourage you, come back. Listen to it next week. The review episode, our first part for Rascon's Rumble, will be up next week. And I know everyone's always excited for those. I'm always excited for them. Steve and I always have a great time. We're always absolutely exhausted, and our families are a little bit, you know, they feel our absence because we're gone for days recording, you know. No, it's just 3 hours, you know, no big deal. Really excited about that. So definitely come back for that. But if you have been listening for a while but haven't engaged on a deeper level, you can email me at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com like Apex did, to be a guest on the show at some point, or you can join the conversations happening on our Discord, like we mentioned, at thehappyhearthstone.com/Discord. And the Patreon is always a great way to support the show. If this is something you look forward to every week, I'd really encourage you, go check it out. Starting at just $1 a month, you can be a part of creating the show from the ground up and helping to create some margin so I can do more for you. We have many more goals that I want to hit, that I want to be able to create for you. So check it out, see what those are, and consider what you can give to support the show at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. And thank you, as always, to Red Knight and Risen for being producers of the Happy Hearthstone. I want to find out from each of you which decks you're looking forward to the most, so I'm going to reach out to you guys because I really want to hear it. You guys play this game way too much and actually have a lot of insight. Both of these guys are really good at this game, if you didn't know. They're both streamers and highly competitive guys. So I really need to get some feedback actually from them on what they're seeing. Because I just get bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about all these cards. And then get the fun police called on me. So I need guys like them to keep me in check. Be like, hey, this is really the card you need to look out for. And then, of course, leaving a review on iTunes is a great way to support the show. And I want to remind you about the holiday giveaway we've got going on at thehappyhearthstone.com/holiday. You can enter to win one of those gaming micey. I'm just going to look up all the possible plural forms of the English language. Or the Blizzard cards. I know those are helpful when new sets are coming out, and the Hearthstone tee. So thehappyhearthstone.com/holiday, you can sign up. And thanks to Esports Team and Cougar for being a part of that. Okay, I'll let you plug your stuff, Apex, because I know plenty of people. We're talking about connecting and becoming friends. I mean, probably no better place to start than actually reaching out to you, right? So how can they do that?
Of course. So you could reach me out at Twitter. So my Twitter is only about Hearthstone, and it's from Atlanta United. And that's at twitter.com/ApexPredador. That's PREDADOR. And when I do stream on Twitch, that's at twitch.tv/ApexPredador, PREDADOR. And enter, I did have a question. So I'm still waiting for that classic card review with you and Wicked Good. When are we going to see that?
Classic card review? Did we ever tease that out?
Well, you talked about it. I think it might have been teasing the Discord sometime.
You know, so here's actually the behind the scenes for people who have been around the show for a while. The classic card review has never happened on this show. And even though it's the longest running show and the review episodes are kind of the linchpin, we've never actually sat down and reviewed the classic cards. So, you know, we probably need to make that a goal or something for the Patreon, because we have enough on our plates with these expansions, honestly, coming out so often. But really, I feel like it has to happen at some point in the life cycle of this show. So, no plans yet, but we'll see. That was something that was passed on from the originator, the founder of the Happy Hearthstone, Josh. He said, this hasn't been done before, but you guys might want to consider it at some point. So I don't know. Is it something that you want to see, I assume?
Oh yeah. Love to see that.
You don't know definitively how good Wind Fury Harpy is until we say so. So
seriously, it seems great right now in Even Paladin. Who would have known?
Who would have known? I certainly wouldn't have. So I don't know. I'd actually be interested to hear from everyone else what you think too. You can tweet at me at Andrew's Living or send an email in at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com. If you want to see that, who knows? If we get enough requests, maybe Steve and I'll make it happen at some point. I'm not going to commit him to something that we haven't talked about, but I'm sure with the right stipulations in place, we could make it happen. So
awesome.
Well, dude, thank you so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate you kind of bringing us back, especially as we're getting ready for this new set and we're hyped for new cards. Just remembering what the most important things are, I think that's gonna prepare some people to be able to enjoy this next set and the game more than ever before. So thanks a lot for being on here, man, and helping us figure out how to connect.
Oh, it was awesome, and I had a lovely time.
I did too, man. Far greater than lovely. And that was thanks to you. And thanks to everyone else for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. I'll see you all next time. Thank you again to GameFlip Gigs for sponsoring this episode of the Happy Hearthstone. I love the tagline on their site that says, "You got the skills, now earn the cash." As a gamer, you have ways to help other people, and whether that's as a coach, a creator, a carrier, or an entertainer, you definitely want to go and check out what they've got to offer and apply to become a seller during their beta. As I mentioned before, you can earn up to $1,000 by helping other people and becoming a seller over there. So go check it out, gameflip.com/gigs. And thank you again, GameFlip Gigs, for sponsoring the Happy Hearthstone.